yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, wait, wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah, 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 yeah.
My name is Mia,
also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. That's right, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. Thank you so much for taking the time to tune in to your girls, man, wherever part of the day that you're in right now listening to us. We hope your day is absolutely lit as we blaze your airways for the next 60 minutes. But first things first, I gotta holla at my sis. What's going on, Mia?
Holla at me, Misa. What's going on, everybody? Listen, thank you so much for tuning in to your girls right here on You Already Know, it's Eminem Live Radio. Now let's go ahead and get things started, okay? Now you guys already know that your girls love us some Fridays, man. Now, not just because it's close to the weekend, but because we get the opportunity to shout out one of our followers who just decided to blow up, and trust me, I mean go all the way in on our notifications on Instagram by liking our pics. So here's a huge shout out to @MandelaDunamis on Instagram.
Listen, hashtag too many hashtags is our segment where we give all things trending as well as all things current through the use of hashtags. Mia, so much happened throughout the week.
A lot of things went down.
A lot of shocking news that we're going to get to later on in the show.
Oh, yes.
A lot of stuff was happening. So stay tuned to hear all the craziest and trending topics that went viral during hashtag too many hashtags.
And love and relationships is what our convo is centered around this week. And listen, guys, this guy about to be on the show always comes in to help us. And we represent the ladies on the show.
Oh,
but
yes.
You know, he's going to hold things down for the fellas. Our male perspective, Kimo Jones, will be joining us today. And trust me, I know you guys love it when he comes on the air, so he's going to be on this week.
And as he comes on the air, you got to join us on this week's question, you guys. It's absolutely insane. Of course, a lot of people have been just giving us their opinions. It was very shocking to hear it on the news. But if you haven't heard what's been going on with Bill Cosby, he has been found guilty on all counts, on all charges.
Counts,
it was absolutely insane. Had everybody just, you know, erupt and crazy. It was absolutely insane. But it's all centered around this week's question right here. If you were in Camille Cosby's situation, would you stay or leave Bill Cosby?
Because you know we're talking love and relationships this show. So
this
being a relationship and also current in the news, why not tie them in together?
Oh, you already know it. And like we said, we're going to have our male's perspective, Kimo Jones, to weigh in on the conversation. But Instagram and Twitter is where it's at to give us your responses. Be sure to add us in the tweet or comment so we can see what you're talking about. But let's get to some new music from Aaron Cole. How about
let's
that?
Let's go ahead and get right on into it. Here is One More Day by Aaron Cole. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
In the stars, finding my phone in the dark, putting my life on restart, so many places to go, asking what's best, I don't know, each hour's an hour you make, so I know it's gonna be strange, one more day, I believe, then it's gonna be all okay with you. Tell me what's next, or just how much time I got left. Hourglass half full of sand, but I know it's all in your hands. There is no me, only us. Yeah. It's only in you I would trust. Yeah. Goodbye to fear and the doubt. Hello to your love reaching out. Oh, one more day, wanna show that I'm gonna go all the way with you.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? It's your boy, Aaron Cole, and you're listening to my girls, Misa and Mia, on M&M Live Radio. Ah.
Cinco de Mayo. Yo. Yo.
Yeah. My shorty bad like Shakira.
Ooh.
I told her, look in the mirror.
Yeah.
Don't need a license to carry. I do not let him sit near. She got a heart that's so pure. Better hope nothing occur. Better hope nothing occur. Better hope nothing occur.
My shorty bad like Shakira. I told her look in the mirror. Don't need a license to carry. I do not let him sit near. She got a heart that's so pure. Better hope nothing occur. Better hope nothing occur. Better hope nothing occur. Better hope nothing occur. Playing to feel like Dominicans. I was allergic to cinnamons. Then I found she was a synonym. I love you sweeter than cinnamon. Walk with the three like Adidas. My mama says she a keeper. You'll understand if you meet her.
If it's a problem, we solving it. This is that new song of Solomon. Curving the shorties, it's modeling. I don't know why they be bothering. I don't know why they be bothering. Been about God from the start. Weather the storm like an ark. You cannot tear us apart.
My shorty bad like Shakira. I told her look in the mirror.
Nah,
I do not let him sit near.
Nah,
she got a heart that's so pure.
I like that.
Better hope nothing occur.
Nah,
better hope nothing occur.
Nada.
Better hope nothing occur.
Ooh.
My shorty bad like Shakira.
Ooh.
I told her look in the mirror.
Yeah.
Don't need a license to care.
Nah,
I do not let him sit near.
Nah,
she got a heart that's so pure.
I like that.
Better hope nothing occur.
Nah,
better hope nothing occur.
Nada.
Better hope nothing occur.
Cannonballs off of the boat. Yeah, man, Crush Monday a joke. Misfit on all of my clothes. Rose in my mouth when I dance. Italians we talk with our hands. My mom is on Instagram. I don't need any more friends. You get my email address. I throw it right in the spam. I hope I don't see you again. My girl is more than my friend. Guilt-free sex for the win.
Wow, that's inappropriate.
But I waited for marriage. I'm good, though.
I'm good, though.
List the verse and get your album kicked out of bookstores.
Stop. It's way too soon.
My shorty bad like Shakira.
Ooh.
I told her look in the mirror.
Yeah.
Don't need a license to carry. I do not let him sit near.
Nah.
She got a heart that's so pure.
Yeah.
Better hope nothing occur.
Nada.
Better hope nothing occur.
Nada.
Better hope nothing occur.
My shorty bad like Shakira.
Ooh.
I told her look in the mirror.
Yeah.
Don't need a license to carry.
Nah.
I do not let him sit near.
Nah.
She got a heart that's so pure.
Yeah.
Better hope nothing occur.
Yeah.
Better hope nothing occur.
Nada.
Better hope nothing occur.
Yes, my friends, as you know, Cinco de Mayo is about to be upon us. So, you know,
ooh,
why not
yes.
show some love to your mamacita and tell her she bad like Shakira.
Come on, she bad like Shakira.
She just bad like her. You know, that was no big deal. And Marty of Social Club Misfits with Shakira. You're back with your girls, Misa and Mia. From you already know, it's M&M Live Radio. And turn your speakers up right now because I'm going to let you know what time it is. It's time for hashtag Too Many Hashtags, where we tell you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
You know, on social media, when we make a post or status, we tend to go in on the hashtags. Well, the segment right here is called hashtag Too Many Hashtags, where we give you guys all things trending, all things current through the use of hashtags. This one blew my socks off. Hashtag Miss Possible. Mission Impossible has women from Virginia, or a woman from Virginia, has been trending all week long as she probably has done the scariest thing a woman could ever think about doing. This woman by the name of Tia Freeman found out that she was pregnant during her third trimester and was preparing to go on a vacation while she has been planning to go to Istanbul. Now, while on the 14-hour flight, y'all, homegirl goes into labor with contractions and all. She manages to hold off giving birth on the plane, makes it through customs, TSA, and somehow makes it to her hotel room. Oh, and I forgot to mention, no one in Istanbul speaks English to even help her out. Tia runs to the bathroom, she runs bath water, grabs some towels, shoestrings, and brings up a YouTube video to see how she can deliver her own baby. The new mother ended up giving birth to a healthy baby boy. When I tell you, Mia, the moment that this story got out on the news, it was trending worldwide. She actually had put up like a Twitter thread of like her entire process, and it's absolutely amazing. This is her very first child. She's all the way in Istanbul, where no one speaks English, and And I can imagine the things that were going through her mind as a first-time mother, finding out she's pregnant in her third trimester.
I'm imagining what's going through her mind in the case of no one around you can help you.
No.
And the only person that's going to help you deliver this baby is yourself.
Oh, no. And YouTube. And you better hope you have a good Wi-Fi connection.
Wow. YouTube came in clutch.
Yep.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. Some people always, you know, doubt the internet and the power of it. But honestly, you can YouTube and Google anything.
Anything and
you
everything.
You can find absolutely anything and everything to help you. Congrats to her for that.
Yeah. And the thing is I was really concerned because, of course, there were, you know, by there being surgeons and doctors and people that specialize and go to school to learn, of course, how to deliver a baby and make sure that they're healthy and safe and whatever, you know, cleaning the baby off, all these different type of things that you need to go through in order to deliver a healthy baby. She did it all on her own.
I'm also trying to think of the person who thought to record a YouTube video on how to deliver your own baby that was helping her deliver her own baby.
I have no idea. All I know is that whoever it is, as a matter of fact, I was even looking in the comments under this story and someone said, give her a full ride scholarship to any university she chooses.
Yeah, she's going to have to need that.
She's going to have to. Hashtag, where did you graduate?
Hashtag, and what do you do?
Hashtag, I'm a surgeon.
Hashtag, from the University of YouTube.
Hashtag, too many hashtags.
Listen to this one, guys. Hashtag, rolling Wi-Fi. Google is giving out free Wi-Fi and Chromebooks to rural school districts in 12 states to transform their school buses into rolling classrooms. Now, Google officials announced the expansion of their rolling study halls program at a school district in East Denver. And officials say that it should help claim 1.5 million hours of the time that those thousands of students that would ride the school bus and riding back to and from the school to help, you know, get their schoolwork, their homework, classwork, all those things done, but yet on the school bus with the help of the Wi-Fi. And the program will provide 70 buses at 16 school districts, Google says, and it'll be free to all of the students. And it's mainly targeted for the rural areas for the kids that don't have the high-speed home internet networks but have long bus rides home. So, I mean, so how do you feel about the future coming, you know, coming to school buses? There's going to be Wi-Fi on a school bus.
About time. I like that idea. Only because, I mean, there's been... our lives are just so high-tech,
right?
Okay? Our phones are getting faster by the new edition. A new phone comes out every single year. And of course, students, we need the internet to do our research. We need the internet to do our homework. And I feel like putting them on the school buses, I feel like it's perfect.
I think it's honestly really genius because Misa makes a valid point. I mean, let's just be real. I'm not even sure if kids even use textbooks anymore.
No, they don't.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's all technology. It's all iPads, tablets. My brother, my brother, they gave him a laptop. His school gave him a laptop to take home. So it's like there's nothing, no paper, no books, no none of that anymore.
Now, I do want to ask this. Now, is it going to be on the regular yellow bus? Or are we going to put these on a charter bus?
No, it's going to be on the regular school bus. They're going to put the Wi-Fi on the school bus. Now, how they're going to do that, I don't know. Because you know when, like, AT&T comes out, you got to, like, plug stuff in,
yeah,
a router. So I'm not sure how Google is going to do that. But, I mean, hey, if there's a will, there's a way.
I don't know. I feel like I need the comfortable seats. I don't need the leather seats. I want the cloth seats. I want to be able to adjust my own air.
Oh, so now we're just spoiled.
I need to be able to put charge my phone while I'm using the Wi-Fi. I need the whole nine yards.
Misa's definitely today's millennials because she's asking for way too much.
I need the magic school bus to come through.
Oh,
come on now.
Not Miss Frizzle.
I need that.
Hashtag enough Wi-Fi on the bus.
Hashtag to go round and round.
Hashtag and help all the kids.
Hashtag all through the town.
Hashtag too many hashtags. And if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio, and we're giving you hashtag too many hashtags right now. That's right. All things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtag.
Hashtag one hand fam. Now, the NFL draft just took place, and even in this day, history is being made, y'all. This story was awesome to me because this player did not let his disabilities disable him from accomplishing his dreams, which was, of course, to get into the NFL. Shaquem Griffin not only has amazing talent on the football field, but he has these amazing gifts as a linebacker while only having the use of one hand. Actually, I read in the story that he has only been having one hand since the age of 4.
Wow.
Yeah, he was the first to be drafted with his disability to the Seattle Seahawks and will join that team along with his twin brother, Shaquem Griffin. This story was absolutely amazing. And to be honest, I got interested in the story because of course, you know, like when they have that moment in which they get the, they announce, you know, what the player is going to, or like what team has drafted them.
Right.
And it was so emotional. I was so interested in listening to see what his story was, and to find out that he had a twin brother all on the same team of the Seattle Seahawks. I'm going to be watching that team next season.
I think it's just so amazing because there are some people who probably have doubted him. He's probably even doubted himself
because
of his disadvantage and his disability, thinking that it is his disadvantage. But look at this kid now. He's now on a professional football team.
With his twin brother.
With his twin brother. Like, that's got to be an amazing accomplishment.
Yeah. I think those are going to be the next brothers to watch. Because to be honest, you guys, we are watching the Ball brothers.
Yes.
Yeah, of course, Lonzo Ball, LaMelo Ball, LiAngelo Ball. And they're amazing to watch because they also have amazing talent on the basketball court. But these guys right here, I don't know. I have this thing when it comes to family, like brother duos and sister duos doing amazing things together.
Because there's already a chemistry there that you can't all take away. So you imagine what that's going to be like on the field.
Of course. Hashtag follow your dreams.
Hashtag follow your dreams. God got the plan.
Hashtag whether you have one foot.
Hashtag or one hand.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
And here's the last one for you guys. Hashtag Haddish has had enough. Try saying that three times fast. Listen, guys, comedian and breakout star Tiffany Haddish and her friends were arriving to an LAX. And you know what? Of course, you know, with her being a celebrity, there's paparazzi everywhere swarming her. So there was a TMZ paparazzi coming up to Tiffany asking her questions, but her and her friends were too busy trying to lug their heavy suitcases into their SUV. And without the help of the paparazzi, he didn't ask, okay, can I help you with your bags while you're lugging them? He was just trying to take his pictures and move on. And then so after Tiffany and her friends were lugging all of their heavy suitcases into the SUV, then the TMZ reporter asked, okay, can I ask you some questions? And Tiffany went off and was like, no. And she went off on the paparazzi and went off on Instagram to say how it was so rude and disrespectful of the paparazzi not to help her and her friends put their bags in their truck. And then also TMZ spoke out and said, well, we're paparazzi. We're not your personal luggage carrier. So, Misa, how do you feel about this? Do you think that TMZ is right in saying that they can't help, that's not their job, they're paparazzi, they're only there to take pictures and ask questions? Or do you think the young paparazzi man should have helped Tiffany and her friends put their suitcases in the truck?
This is what I think. Okay, now it's true, as being, you know, paparazzi, being journalists even, and reporters, it's not our job to help you. It's not our job to, you know, help you put your bags in your trunk. However, the gentleman thing to do would have been to help her. Obviously, she's struggling, her and her female friends, to put their heavy luggage into their Uber, into their cab, into their van, whatever, you know, vehicle they were driving. However, I do think that you have to be smart as journalists, as reporters, and as TMZ, because you guys are dealing with such high caliber celebrities.
Right.
You have to do whatever it takes in order to get that interview, get them on camera to answer the questions that you want to have answered.
Oh, so you're saying that could have been a benefit. You know what I'm saying? If you would have helped her with her bag, she would have been like, oh, that's so nice. Then
yes,
she would have been willing to answer questions.
Exactly.
I see where
you're
coming from.
Do whatever it is willing, or you have to be willing to do whatever it takes in order to get that interview.
Would you have expected for, if you were in Tiffany's position, here's the way I look at it. I want to say this first. I would not have expected or looked for paparazzi bags, only because paparazzi, I feel like they're there to get, like, answer questions and get pictures, but I feel like they're also there to try to catch you at your worst moment. So therefore, I would not want someone who's willing to exploit me and do all these other types of things to help me, because I don't want for you to peek into my suitcase bag and spill everything out, or look into something and steal my phone. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want for you, I do not trust you. So therefore, I would not look or expect for your help, period. You see where I'm coming from?
I can see where you're coming from, but to be honest, if he wanted any type of interview from me, which is exactly what you want, I would have made him work for it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's right, but honestly, Tiffany, she definitely has given all of her opinions and all her viewpoints, but I think I see where she's coming from, where she's like, she really thought that he was going to help her, but instead he just thought not to.
It just would have been the gentleman thing to do.
It really would have been. Hashtag Tiffany's not the one.
Hashtag to be rude and petty.
Hashtag but if she needs to.
Hashtag she ready.
Hashtag too many hashtags. There you go, guys. That was hashtag too many hashtags. Listen, you got to tune in next week where we give you guys more current topics and more things that are going on in today's world.
Later on in the show, we're going to have our male's perspective. Kimo Jones stop by to help weigh in on this week's question, which is all centered around this right here. If you were in Camille Cosby's position, would you stay or leave Bill Cosby.
Let us know what you're thinking on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. Let us know what you think about this week's question. But Misa, we got to send a huge shout out to last week's special guest, Carmen B. Beautiful, as we talked about her debut album, Looking for Love.
Listen, this song right here, it gets me. It gets me every single time.
It really does. You know what's going to get you? Because we're going to play it right here, right now. Here is Traded Love by Carmen B. Beautiful. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to You Already Know.
It's M&M Live Radio.
The sound of your phone buzzing on the stand. Picked it up and almost threw it, reading what it said. Another girl says to you like, baby, how's it been? Is this the end? Cause you traded love. Sound of your phone buzzing on the stand. Picked it up and almost threw it, reading what it said. Another girl's texting you like, baby, how's it been? Is this the end? Cause you traded love.
We cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Woo. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up. Turning up the youth, turning
Welcome back to the number one teeny young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration, Eminem Live Radio. That was my girl, Carmen B. Beautiful. She sounded like that. Traded love, man. Listen, we got so much more music where that came from.
So much more music where that came from. But listen, if you happen to love any song you hear on Eminem Live Radio, I'm going to let you know what you need to do. If you love any song you hear, go on over to our Twitter at MM Live Radio. And again, our Twitter is at MM Live Radio. We post the name of the song as well as the artist because we want to get you guys hooked on all this inspirational, positive music. So again, peep our Twitter account at MM Live Radio.
Check this out. We got so much more where this came from, you guys. Listen, we have inspirations coming up a little bit later.
Yep.
But right now, I feel like we got to get into a conversation a little bit.
We got to go ahead and get into it. But you know, you guys already know, if we're talking love and relationships for the week, we got to bring someone in to hold it down for the fellas.
Yes.
And them a male's perspective. So we're going to intro and go ahead and let you guys know who's on the air right now. Our male perspective, Kimo Jones, on the show. What's going on, Kimo?
Hey, what's going on, Misa? I get the applause. This is great. This
you know,
is
it's
great.
Funny because you got the applause last time. And
I know.
You had the same
this is
reaction.
Great.
All right, we're gonna have to cut the applause.
This is great. This is great.
What's been going on, Kimo? You know, we asked you to see what's been happening since the last time we talked.
You said
to
you've been in the gym working out. That's what I heard.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. You know, see, the thing is, once people don't tell you this about when you get married, like these things called love handles, like just kind of grow on you, and you don't even realize until it's too late.
Wow.
Yeah, dog. So I'm trying to. They gotta go.
So you going to the gym every day?
Nah, like, I mean, I went last Tuesday.
Kimo, you know, come on, let's be honest. Kimo loves his handles. Okay?
He
loves his love handles.
Okay, so you've been eating good and you've been working out. So I mean, yeah, you got the balance going on.
Yeah, there we go. It's all about balance.
As long as you're starting, that's like, you know, you got to start at
that's
start.
True.
That's all that matters.
Hey,
that's true.
Thank you.
You have
Mia.
To start at. Okay. The single Mia. I'm sorry, Kimo. I'm sorry about that. But we're so excited to have you on the air. Now, if you guys aren't up on what's been happening throughout the week, I think this is the biggest news that I feel like broke the internet.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah. So if you haven't heard, Bill Cosby. The Bill Cosby, the one that we all loved and thought we knew.
America's TV dad.
America's TV dad, as, you know, Cliff Huxtable. He was found guilty on all charges of everything that's been happening lately. You know what I'm saying? The sexual allegations, you know, drugging the women. All that type of stuff. And it was kind of heartbreaking because I think we were all thinking that Cliff Huxtable wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
He wouldn't. But I guess we're kind of like in our feelings getting it mixed up because, you know, Bill Cosby played Cliff Huxtable.
Right.
But he was found guilty. And it's all centered around this question right here. If you were in Camille Cosby's position, which is Bill Cosby's wife, would you stay or leave Bill Cosby?
And we asked you guys this on social media, and you guys definitely gave us your opinions. We really appreciate it. We're going to read some of our favorite comments that we got for right now.
Here we go, you guys, on social media, on Instagram, starting off at OTP Graphics. This person says, stay, pray, and slay.
Dang, and slay. That's
okay.
A trooper right there.
I'm telling you. At Facebook, Pamela Ellis, she says, I would or could be in her position because I would have left long time ever before it got this point.
And again, guys, the question for this week is, if you were Camille Cosby, which was Bill Cosby's wife, would you stay or leave Bill Cosby?
Melissa Shine Gant says, stay. That's her husband, and there is too much history between the two. This is not the time to abandon her husband. She has to be his strength.
Thank you guys so much for commenting. We got more comments where that came from. So if you still want to go ahead and comment, go ahead and do so. Hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio and Facebook at what, Misa?
You already know it's at MM Live Radio on Instagram, Twitter, and also on MM Live Radio on Facebook, you guys. Be friends with us. Make sure you comment. Give us your questions. Give us your comments, your two cents, your opinions, everything you got going on. All of your thoughts regarding Bill Cosby, man, because it's all centered around this question right here. As we talk love and relationships, if you were in Camille Cosby's position, would you stay or leave Bill Cosby? Stay tuned. Your girl's going to give our opinions as well as Kimo Armel's perspective. He's going to be weighing in as well. But right here, right now, we got to kick the motivation up into high gear. You guys love our 1 minute inspirations. I brought it last week, so you know, up to bat, we got my girl Mia.
There is one thing in this world that is so valuable and so costly that you need to be careful of how you spend it. And no, I'm not talking about money, but I am talking about time. Now, why is time the topic of discussion? Because there's some of you who are letting petty, insignificant things take up way too much time in your life, like unnecessary drama or other people's problems that don't have anything to do with you, or that one-sided business relationship or that crush that keeps playing games with you.
You cannot willingly allow people and things to waste time in your life because it's so precious and you need to be mindful of how you spend it. So when those things come around, you need to just simply say, excuse me, I'm going to just move y'all to the side because you're in my way and I don't have time for it. You know what? Some people aren't even going to understand this inspiration because people are going to say, nobody is that busy, but not everybody has goals, plans, and moves that need to be made in their life. But guess what? You do. And if it isn't making you money, or if it isn't making you better, or if it isn't making you happy, you don't have time for it. You have bags that need to be secured, a life that needs to be lived, and growing that needs to be done. And we're not taking any L's this year, so you need to stay focused and keep it moving. Not everything that concerns you deserves your attention. In the case if you didn't hear me, I'm gonna say that again. Not everything that concerns you deserves your attention. Why? Because it's not benefiting you for your own good, then it has no purpose. So do not allow the little things to make a big issue in your life. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
That was great.
Not for your negativity, not for your pettiness, not for your mess or your stress.
Listen, man, time is too precious and valuable. You got to be mindful of how you spend it. You can never just willingly let something just take up time in your life for not your own good.
I'm telling you. I like that. If you guys love that inspiration, make sure you stay tuned to our social media, especially on Instagram and Twitter, MM Live Radio. We're trying to bring our inspirations to a visual aspect so you can see what's going on behind the mic, how we really feel. I want for you to feel me. Do you feel me?
Do you feel me?
We want for you to feel this music right here. Here is Andy Mineo. Kids, keep it locked right here. You're listening to, you already know.
It's MM Live Radio.
Andy passing, call that Stockton. All of a sudden, labels chalking, asking for another option. Coppers asking why I'm speeding minor league. Major Deegan trying to take them through the precinct. Lawyer said you need a reason. Spot the kid on Spotify. Yeah. Seen the numbers, they don't lie. Yeah. Yellow birdie in the logo. We on 2 plus the Ocho. High stakes and my funds low. Honeymoon in the bungalow. No shirt, it's the gun show. Man, I'm flexing on my exes. I'm in the pocket like bread. Magic and bird like the A's. Starting, but don't try and play.
What else?
Then I went ghost like I'm Swayze. Two-tone in the Patagon, that's Beach and Navy. Hasselhoff in the slow-mo, that's extra wavy. And I wrist. I know there's opposition, but it's switch. I know you seen them do it, but not like this. Money make you over and break you. Take the game before it takes you, lo-fi. Ooh, I do it for the kids. Always surfing, no waves. I do it for the kids.
All for the youngest.
Young man, always surfing, no waves.
I do it for the kids.
They wanna know.
Who I do it for.
I do it all.
I do it all. I do it for the kids.
They wanna know.
Who I do it for.
Yeah, I do it all.
Yeah, I do it for the kids.
This right here for the kids. Yeah, I know what they want.
Yeah,
I'ma give them what they need. Yeah, been real from the jump.
Tell em.
I don't like fake around me.
What else?
Throw deuce like Kyrie.
What else?
One girl, no side piece.
Tell em.
I call that fine by me.
Yeah.
Living like I'm never gonna die. Hate your man, I know they gon' try. You don't ever pay them no mind. If you did, they have a gold mine. If you like what you like, then you don't need no cosign. No business, this show business. Stay on the man and it's showtime. I'm in the pocket like Brady. Magic and Bird like the 80s. Kobe, I might put up 80. Look on these G's, it could save me. I know the way. Look, ain't nothing to say to me. I'm about to break. Somebody can pray for me. I got this great in me. I got to get it, cause that's what I'm made to be. I cannot focus, man. I got the ADD. I'm getting bigger. Just look how she played at me. Don't get lost in the sauce. Take that from a veteran. Like a dog ball when the Spanish home is on everything.
Oh.
That's right. My name is Misa.
My name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration, and we are going in.
Going in.
As always, here in the studio, thanks so much for tuning in. That was Tomorrow Will Come by Cass.
Listen, guys, we got a great conversation going up today. We're talking about love and relationships this week with a twist, but of course, you guys already know we got our male perspective holding it down for the fellas, giving the guys point of view. Kimo Jones in studio. What's going on, Kimo?
What's in, fam?
Listen, guys, we got a lot of things going up during today's conversation, and today's conversation is centered around love and relationships, but also the news that's been happening with Bill Cosby, man. Bill Cosby found guilty in his sexual assault retrial, man. It's been so crazy. The news has been everywhere. Everybody's been talking about it. So, of course, you guys know we're going to talk about it, have a conversation here on Eminem Live Radio, and we're asking this. If you were Camille Cosby and you were in her position, that's Bill Cosby's wife, if you were in Camille Cosby's position, would you stay or leave Bill Cosby? Now, we got a whole bunch of comments. Thank you guys so much for commenting on this week's question. So we're going to read out over on Facebook and read some of our favorite comments that we got.
Here we go on Facebook. BJ Ingram says, bye-bye, Bill. Renee Murphy says, depending on the truth of what I know and how I feel about what I know, I probably would leave him emotionally and stay with him physically just to give him that support. But he would definitely know in no uncertain terms that it was over between us. And I think we have one more here. Crystal Thomas, she says she would stay.
Listen, guys, we got so many comments. That's all that we can read on the air right now. Thank you guys so much for commenting on this week's question. If you still want to go ahead and give your two cents and your opinion on the question, go ahead and hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio and on Facebook at Eminem Live Radio. But of course, you guys know we got to have a conversation here in studio. Y'all always asking, well, Eminem, what do y'all think? Kimo, what do y'all think? So therefore, we're going to let you guys know. So I want to see the news broke out earlier this week.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because I was on Twitter and I saw that Bill Cosby was trending, but I really didn't think anything of it. And then I think I talked to Misa earlier and she was like, did you hear what happened to Bill Cosby? So Misa, what were any of y'all thinking when you heard the news? Because I wasn't expecting it.
I was devastated. I was honestly devastated because I was like, I mean, why is Bill Cosby trending? Hopefully, you know, we came to a conclusion and, you know, he's a free man. But, you know, to hear that, because didn't we read in the news that he had admitted to drugging the women?
I didn't read that.
Okay. Well, at the end of it all, I mean, but to hear and see his face plastered on the news to see that he was guilty on all three charges, I literally couldn't believe it. And honestly, I was hoping that the truth was the truth in a way. I mean, I hope that, you know, justice was honestly served, because I would hate for him to get thrown in prison, basically, because he's facing up to 30 years, 10 years per count.
Man, he could be 110 by the time he get out.
Right. Yeah. And to see his face plastered on the news, I was really hoping that the truth was the truth, because I would hate for us to see, you know, Bill Cosby, the Bill Cosby that was about to buy NBC, get thrown into prison for a crime that he did not commit.
What did you think when you heard it, Kimo?
To me, I had a lot of different mixed feelings about it, because I guess my thing is, if he was truly guilty of the crime, he deserves to pay the time, right?
Yeah.
But and my thing is, like, okay, Bill Cosby, they were saying that these things happened 30 years ago, right? So where were y'all when he was in his 50s? Where were y'all when he was in his 60s? Where were y'all when he was in his 70s? Where were y'all? And it's like, he's almost 90 years old, and now we finally want to come out with, like, okay, it was me. Now it's me too, right? And so in my own personal opinion, my thing is, like, I believe that justice deserves to get served, right? But
right.
If he was not wrong and there are some, like conspiracies around him going to jail, then I feel like that's not right.
Okay, honestly, when I was thinking about the whole story of even the women speaking out years and years later, I was thinking, okay, why are they speaking out now? But in the same time, I'm thinking, why are they all coming out saying the same thing? You know what I'm saying? Like, what do they have to gain from it? So therefore, I can't help but to think that there's some truth. They all can't be lying. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't help but to think that. And also, even with the Me Too movement being out right now, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's why it's so important for these women to speak out, I guess, just period. Because, you know, sometimes in the moment of him being in the height of his career and being, you know, America's favorite TV dad and being this big legend and being this comedian and being this actor, sometimes I think if you're in that situation, I guess, with the whole sexual assault and, like, there's a celebrity involved with it, I think the victims get scared of speaking out because people won't believe them. They either get paid or they get bullied into. I know what the whole situation with Matt Lauer,
mm-hmm.
when that I heard that wasn't the first time that happened to Matt Lauer of the Today Show, when he had that sexual assault with
those women.
So therefore, when someone finally spoke out, it's kind of like it gives confidence for other women to do it. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right, but so, why is he not in jail?
Or Charlie Sheen.
Why is he not in jail? Right?
That is a valid point. That is a valid point.
And so in my particular context, I'm kind of thinking about the fact that, like, yes, we do live in the Me Too moment, but we also live in a moment in time in social media where it's a very opportunistic society where people want to get famous and want to be known for things that they've done, not necessarily because they are talented or profound.
But think of it. What talent or what gain would a woman get for, like, okay, for example, if a woman speaks out about her being sexually assaulted, she's not going to get a record deal off of that. You know, like, she's not going to get something opportunistic off of that. I'm thinking of it. What does she really have to gain? Justice is probably what whatever the victim in that case would want in that moment. So, I mean, I trust me, I get what you're saying when you say the opportunistic idea, but I mean,
there's been plenty of moments, even with our president of the United States. I mean, there has been hush money that has been passed to these women in all of these cases for Matt Lauer, for Charlie Sheen, for just so many people. And I think that's what Kimo was referring to with the whole opportunistic, you know, standpoint. Is sometimes there's a lot of women that are trying to hold off on telling the truth of what's really going on in the dirty, you know, the dirty news, because they're trying to kind of get financial gain off of it.
And don't get me wrong, I'm not by any means trying to discredit the victims, right? If they truly are victims, but I guess in my mind, and I'm trying to say this like and be as sensitive to it as I possibly can. It's really difficult for me to kind of like put all of this into context when it happened so long ago, and then we're living in the climate, like, socially that we're in. You see what I'm saying? Because think about, like, Kim Kardashian, what is she really known for? She was known for the video that she made with Ray J, and then she used that as a platform to become Kim Kardashian that we know today.
Yeah. So do you guys feel sorry for Bill Cosby for having to go to jail before his sentencing?
If he's guilty for it, I feel like it's only fair for him to serve his time.
Yeah. I mean, I do feel like if he's guilty, yes.
However, the timing, it kind of sucks in a way, only because, I mean, if he did that years and years and years ago, I mean, him and his wife could have hashed that out years and years and years ago in their marriage, in their relationship. Right. You know what I'm saying? So nowadays, because that was years ago, they're not even looking at that because they surpassed that. They have overcome that obstacle in their marriage.
Right.
But now it's like everything is coming back full circle now to the public, and now everyone's looking at him as if he did that a year ago, and that wasn't the case.
You know what I wonder? I wonder if all the years that this happened long ago, and all the years they've been married, did she ever have, like, a suspicion? Or, like, has she ever heard it before? You know what I'm saying? Like, all the years you've been married, is this really your first time hearing about it?
That's what I feel like. That's the only reason why I feel like it's so difficult to comment on this week's question. But we have so many people that are commenting on the question, and we have to get to it so all of us can kind of give our opinions.
Right. So, what do you guys think? So, would if you were in Camille Cosby's position, would you leave or stay with Bill Cosby?
What do you think, Kimo?
I don't know about anybody else, but when I did my vows, they said till death do us part, and I think that oftentimes people, They want to be married because it's convenient and it looks good and it's pretty and it's, like, all romanticized. But, like, marriage is, I mean, from my experience, it's like that, but it's not like that, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, when things get hard, which they will, that doesn't give you opportunity to just leave, right? When I know Misa and I have had this conversation, like, over and over again. She told me, if I go to jail and I've done something wrong, like, that's it for me, right? So, but in my particular case, you know, it's different. Like, I'm a ride for you. Like, I'm a ride or die for you. So if you in jail, I'm gonna hold you down until you get out. Even if it's 60 years, even if it's 50 years, because to me, when you say until death does do us part, it's not until I get bored, until I'm bored of you, or until it's not convenient for me to love you anymore.
Misa, what would you do if you were Camille Cosby's position? Would you stay or leave Bill?
I think I would have to leave, only because I kind of feel like you have put your love for these other women in front of me. You know, you're not trying to do anything that's going to be benefiting me and our kids. You're not trying to protect me and my heart, which is the vows that you did take. And you're going against everything that you basically said on that day. But I'm still supposed to be here, expected to follow through and make good on all of the vows that I did, but you're out here not making good on your vows.
That's what I'm saying with the whole, did she really not know? You know what I'm saying? Because she stayed with him for this long.
This long.
They've been married for 54 years.
So that's what I'm saying. So she did not know about this at all throughout their marriage. And then so, now you, if she was to leave, it's kind of like, well, if you knew, then why didn't you just leave when it first happened?
I'll put it to you like this. Have you ever been in school and then somebody makes a rumor about something, right? Or says something, you might say something, somebody else tells somebody else, and it just grows and grows and grows and grows and get bigger. I feel like in certain instances, okay, maybe, right, there were a few people that may have been abused by Bill Cosby, right? Mm-hmm. But I just felt like this may have been one of those things where there were some people who were opportunistic. They began to make up stories, talk to other victims, everyone's getting their lie together, mm-hmm. right, or getting their story together mm-hmm. if it wasn't true, right? And then so Bill Cosby and Camille was kind of like on the outside, like, okay, we've dealt with this stuff, you know, 30 years ago, right?
Oh, and it comes back up and brings up all the feelings. Right. That's what I was saying earlier. Like, we never know what was really transpiring in their marriage and within their marriage. You know what I'm saying? Because, like we said, it could have happened years and years ago. Right. And then all of a sudden, it's just now coming back. But the thing that kind of gets me is that, you know, if you really were having an opportunity to follow the trial, you know, up until this point, they were asking certain people that were on the cast of The Cosby Show.
Right, I saw that.
Yeah, like, there was this one woman just recently who she kind of jumped out in front of Bill Cosby as he was making his way into the courtroom. She was naked up top, and she was chanting something. Yeah. I couldn't remember what it was, but she also was a character on The Cosby Show. They asked,
the minor characters.
Yeah, Lisa Bonet, she played, was it Denise?
Like Denise's, yeah.
It was either one of the sisters. I have to kind of go back to refresh my memory. But one of the sisters, and she said there was always a sinister spirit about him. But then they asked Claire Huxtable, the one that played Claire Huxtable, of course, we know Felicia Rashad. She never said anything, and she played Bill Cosby's wife.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Cliff Huxtable's wife, and she never said anything about him. It's a whole lot of mixed responses that I'm getting from a lot of these, you know, people that worked along with him. It's just so sad to see that, you know, now the legacy that this man is leaving as America's dad is now going to be facing up to 30 years in prison.
Listen, guys, if you're just now tuning in, we're talking about this here on Eminem Live Radio. We're talking, if you were in Camille Cosby's position, who was Bill Cosby's wife, would you stay or leave Bill Cosby? Now, we asked this question on social media, and I think this is probably the first time ever we've gotten some even negative responses for us posting the question. And honestly, it was really weird. People were saying that was probably inappropriate on us as Eminem Live Radio to even post and ask this question, which honestly was really shocking to me. Because
it was shocking,
And I was really, I remember Misa and I, we were talking, all of us were talking. We were saying, is this question inappropriate? But to me, more importantly, why are other people seeing it as inappropriate? And I'm thinking maybe people are still sensitive to the fact that it's Bill Cosby and he still has this image and legacy of the fun dad of Bill Cosby. You know what I'm saying? Having this great legacy and now it being tarnished. So therefore, people don't want him to leave with that. But honestly, that's what's going on right now.
Right. I feel like
and
people don't want to believe
that's
it.
That's his reality.
It's literally unbelievable.
And I also think that a lot of people come from a generation where they swept everything under the rug.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I don't want to talk about it. But this is journalism,
it
right?
Is.
So we're going to talk about the things that matter because they matter, regardless of how you feel about it.
Well, I think even with the journalism thing, I just think, listen, if you have an opinion about it, just tell us how you feel. You know what I'm saying? But just respond with it with saying, oh, that's inappropriate. I don't think that's even the case because, I mean, anything in anything that goes on in today's society, people are going to talk about positive, but more importantly, even in the negative.
Yeah.
People talk about people, the media thrives off of negativity. Not even us in that case. We talk about positive things and negative things. But I mean, with even anybody who thinks that Bill Cosby, the whole thing, they don't like the situation, well, this is what's going on right now.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate, but I mean, this is what Bill Cosby's dealing with.
Yeah, that's true. And I feel like we said before, I feel like all issues have to be addressed.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, whether it's sexual assault, whether it's abuse, domestic violence, whatever the case is, even if it's just shade and drama that everybody watch on television, it's all going to be addressed.
It's all going to be addressed, especially here on Eminem Live Radio. And you know what? We want for you to address it on social media. Let us know. If you were in Camille Cosby's position, would you stay or leave Bill Cosby?
We got some more music where that came from. We're going to regroup. Man, that was a good conversation.
That was good.
But make sure we are continuing it on all social media, like Mia said, at MM Live Radio. Instagram and Twitter, hit us up. Let us know. Keep it locked right here. We got Roy Tosh coming up with Stronger on You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end. You're tired of losing. Feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little stronger. And never give in. Because when you're falling down, it'll help you get up again. Oh, when you you're falling down, I'll help you get up again.
Yeah. How long till this darkness passes? No beauty, man, all I'm seeing is ashes. I'm trying to climb, but I'm stuck at the bottom. One breath from drowning and sinking into this madness now. I see my problems, never fight back. Got me looking for the runway. Yeah, feeling like I'm in a nightmare. Man, I know I gotta wake up someday. Heard buddy I know telling me that they praying. Lot of words, but I don't really hear what they saying. Long days I suffer, dark days like thunder. I've been treading water, but I'm about to go down and under.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end. You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little stronger. And now
this pain is like I can't catch a break afraid. Holding on, but I don't know how much longer. I can feel my fingers slipping away. Dang. Now I'm feeling so frustrated. Why is it always so complicated? I just don't know if I can take it. I am breaking. When you need some help, trouble all around you. Feeling like you're lost, just look to the one who found you. Was down, but he rose up again. And the same power that did that lives in you, so just keep fighting.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end.
Trust me, I promise.
You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little stronger.
That's probably got to be my new favorite song right now. That is Stronger by Roy Tosh featuring V Rose. Listen, you're back with your girls, Misa and Mia. From you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio.
You know it. Be sure to follow your girls on all social media. Like us on Facebook at Eminem Live Radio.
And you got to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Periscope at MM Live Radio.
We hope you guys enjoyed today's show just as much as we did. Now, don't forget, you can still give us your opinions on this week's question.
That's right. Just go to our social media and tell us, if you were Camille Cosby, would you stay or leave Bill Cosby?
Big shout out go out to our special guest, Male's Perspective, Kimo Jones, for weighing in on this week's love and relationships conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Kimo, give the world your social media really quick so that you can stay in contact with them.
Oh, yeah. You can find me at The Kimo Jones on everything.
And real quick, in about 30 seconds or so, do you have any final words to give the people?
Yeah, I do. I know this was a very sensitive subject. So, I mean, if you are going through something as far as, like, you know, sexual assault, I want you to make sure that you can reach out to, like, your local pastor or the National Sexual Assault Hotline. Google that.
That's real good, yeah. Kimo. That's real good. Listen, guys, you got to tune into Eminem Live Radio. Next week, we'll be having a special guest on the Eminem Live Radio airwaves with us, RMG Amplify artist Roy Tosh will be on Eminem Live Radio next week. We'll be talking about his new album, Above the Water, so don't miss it.
And like always, we'll have more hashtags, conversation, music, and so much more.
So make sure you're nowhere else but here, same time, same place. But of course, we got to give the credit where it's due.
You know it. Eminem Live Radio is the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation. For inspiration.
Engineer and co-produced by Kevin Buchanan, Eli Smith, and the big boss himself, Dante.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls, Misa and Nia.
And the executive producer, Crystal Evans. And Eminem Live Radio is an Eminem Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's show, but your girls gotta get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like you mean it.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry, because you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you will ever need.
And when you can't turn left or right,
turn up, because there's an option.
Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day, it'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week, it'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single month, it'll become the best year of your life. We love you so much, and thanks so much for tuning in. My name is Misa.
My name is Mia, and you're listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
Whoop.
You already know, it's Eminem Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, go back. There it is. Yeah. Yo, you are now tuned in to the live.